Good morning.
Good morning.
When my grandson, Matthew, was 3 years old, he loved to play with Play-Doh. His favorite present on that particular Christmas was a box of 36 Play-Doh containers, all different colors. And he loved to work it in his hands and stretch it and make it into all kinds of things. He always knew what he was making. We had to ask what it was, but he was quite clear about it. The only problem was that sometimes he forgot when he was finished playing to put the Play-Doh back and put the lid on the container. So when he came back the next time, the Play-Doh was all hard and brittle, and he couldn't shape it and stretch it anymore. One time I said to him, "Oh, too bad. I guess we'll have to throw this Play-Doh out. It's gotten all hard." "Oh, no," he said. "I just have to put some water on it, and it'll be good again. Watch." And he showed me that with a little water and working it in his little hands for a few minutes, it would soften up, and then he could stretch it again and shape it into anything he wanted it to be. The prophet says that God is the potter and we are the Play-Doh, the clay. It strikes me that God is asking God's people to do a lot of stretching in today's readings. Take, for example, our reading from Isaiah. The prophet tells of a time when all nations will stream into Israel. For a place like Israel, that has known numerous nations who have come in and ransacked their homeland and exiled their people and ruined their way of life, this may not have sounded like real good news. But Isaiah means it to be good news. This time, the nations won't be coming to wreak havoc on Israel. This time, they will be coming to do homage, because they will, through Israel, be seeing the light and coming to know God's glory. Because of Israel, the whole world will come to know the one true God. This is the great news that Isaiah has for them. "Get up," he says, "arise, your light is here." In the passage we read, our translation says in verse 5 that Israel's heart will thrill and rejoice. It can also be translated thrill and stretch. Your heart will thrill and stretch. Yes, Israel's heart will need to stretch if they are to welcome all these strange people into their midst. For a nation just back from exile, trying to rebuild what was taken by foreigners, how hard is what God is asking them? To open wide, to stretch their hearts and let unknown people in. And then in the gospel for today, we once again hear the familiar story of the travelers who come from afar to seek the Christ child. Much of the time, we combine this story with the infant narratives of Luke to form one beautiful nativity pageant with shepherds and angels and animals and three kings. But today, we get to consider this story just as it is given to us in Scripture, standing alone as Matthew's unique offering of the good news. And the characters in this story can tell us a lot about ourselves and about what we are called to be. Here in Matthew's text, strange people come to see Jesus. Who they are, how many there are, and what it all means has filled books and been sung about for centuries. Despite our hymn, they're not kings. And despite all the nativity scenes, nothing in the Bible says that there were three of them. More than one, surely. But exactly how many? We just don't know. But does that really matter? Why does Matthew, the most Jewish of all the Gospels, why does he and he alone tell this story of non-Jews coming to the Christ child? Of course, as a Jew, Matthew recognizes our Isaiah passage in this story. He sees these strange foreigners as representatives of all nations, nations from the east who have likely been enemies of Israel at one time or another, coming to Israel because the light of the world has come. And when they find the child, they recognize him as the light that is to come into the world, and they are moved to fall down in awe and worship. These magi, these astrologers, make this journey because of their learning. Something has told them, and they recognize this star shining in the sky. They see that there is something special, something unique about this, that it is a light that will lead them to something, something important. These men who study the stars all the time notice this new and bright star and recognize that it is the sign of a new king. They aren't sure exactly where they're going or what kind of king this is going to be, but it is important enough to them for them to seek out on a long and arduous and maybe even dangerous journey to find what this star is pointing to. Have they read Isaiah? Doubtful. Are they steeped in Jewish tradition? Unlikely. Yet their hearts are open, and they set out not knowing where they are going or exactly what they will find when they get there. And then there's Mary and Joseph. They too have to be stretched to allow these strangers to come into their home. What must it have been like for them when these strange guys show up uninvited at their door? What would your reaction have been to this strange and unwelcome intrusion? I know mine would likely have been some fear and trepidation. I don't think I would have wanted to fling the door open and give these strange people access to my home, my child. But Mary and Joseph stretch, and they open the door. So what are we to take from Matthew's story? Who are we in this text? Are we like the wise men, willing to make a long journey to who knows where, to find who knows what or who? Or are we like that other guy in that story, that Herod, who instead of being willing to stretch and go see this child like the wise men, is kind of hard and brittle, like that Plato that was left out too long, who then seeks to reject and even destroy this child? Or are we Mary and Joseph, willing to open our home and our lives to uninvited, perhaps even unwanted guests? I don't know about you, but I imagine that at times we as individuals and even we as a church can be all three. At times we are willing to go beyond ourselves and seek something new, while at other times we're a little afraid and we want to remain with the sure thing that we know. Sometimes we have hearts that are open wide and that want to invite everyone in. And then other times we'd just rather lock the door in fear of what may lurk outside. Sometimes we'd just like to be left alone. It is when we are most afraid of the unknown that lies ahead, the stranger at our door, that we need this story the most. When we are being most like Herod, most like a dried up, hard and brittle piece of Plato, that we need to remember what my little Matthew showed me, that a little bit of water and a little working with the dough can make it soft and stretchable again. It is God who provides the water. When we get like Herod, as Isaiah tells us in another passage, God is the potter, we're the Play-Doh, we're the clay. And we can get like dried out Play-Doh, but then God offers us waters of grace so that we can open our hearts and stretch, so that we can go to places we've never been and open our doors to what we have never seen before. I don't know what lies ahead in 2019 for you and for me. The future is unknown. Like the Magi, we cannot see where we are going or what is coming. But I think we can be sure that in 2019, God will call each of us as individuals and Transfiguration as a community to go in new directions, to new places that we've never been, to seek for what we do not know and cannot anticipate. The going may not always be easy. There may be dangers along the way. We may have to deal with evil and sinister forces bent on destroying the very thing we seek. I also think we can be sure that in 2019, people, situations, and challenges will come to our door that we do not expect, that are uninvited, and in some cases, unwanted. These may be people who don't look or think or act like us. These may be challenges to how we have always thought or how we have lived. Or these may be situations that threaten to upset our comfort, our plans, our expectations. Today, we don't know where we will go or who or what will come to us in this new year. But what we do know, what the Magi and Mary and Joseph knew, is that Christ will be there. Wherever we go, whatever circumstances we must meet, whatever strangers may show up, Christ is there. The light has come, and the darkness cannot overcome it. And Christ's grace will water us so that we can be open and stretched to meet whatever comes. God is the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us, Lord. Shape us after your will. Until we see as you see, do as you would do, and love as you love. So let us prepare our hearts to be thrilled with joy and stretched to follow him whom we proclaim to be the light to all nations. Amen.